Last weekend we had 2 days of yoga retreat in Hillsville. It was a time for to reflect, introspect, and settle down within. We are always in a hurry. We are in the yoga class also. Some people are looking at the watch when the class is going to finish. And in the life, right from the birth till the end, everyone is rushing. We want to get there. Rush, rush, rush. Why? I want to get there and settle down. That is the intention. But we hardly settle down in our life. We always are rushing. Why? I want to reach there and settle down. We hardly settle down. In that yoga retreat, after 2 days retreat, many of the participants, they left without saying goodbye also. They said they were in a hurry. They want to get home quickly. Why? I don't know. I have to rush. Everywhere, everyone is rushing. And it's a time to settle down. Settle down in the life. And to settle down, when you settle down, everyone is a town, it's bound by the cord of time. Kala, everyone is bound by the time of, cord of time. And when you, not only on the earth plane, in the heaven also, surga also, that everyone is bound by a cord of time. Cord of time, everyone, even the heaven, they say, they are in a panic. When I will be pushed back into the earth. There also not settled. There also in panic in the heaven also. Here also everyone is in anxiety, bound by the cord of time. There is one place, the goal of yoga, to go to a place where you are not bound by the cord of time. That is called as the Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha, kunta means defect. Vaikuntha means without a defect. There is no defect. It's a joy unlimited, happiness unlimited, bliss unlimited. Everywhere here, if I have a coffee, during the time of coffee alone, drinking, I'm happy, blissful. After 2 minutes, I'm back to reality. Not happy. Whereas that place, it's a happiness unlimited, joy unlimited, and there is no, we are not bound by the cord of time. The purpose is to get there. We have to get there, and here everyone is bound by the rush, rush, rush. From the practice, settle down, and experience that one. That's why in yoga, what is the technique is called as meditation. Meditation is a technique. At that time, in the dhyana, you discover the poise within. When you discover the poise within, you lose the track of time. You are so in joy. You are not in, you are experiencing the, you go beyond the shackles of time. That is a iota of experience, what you experience when you go to that Vaikuntha, that deep meditation. You are not bound by the shackles of time. You experience that one. That is why go within. When you sit for meditation or sit for yoga, you are not doing in a hurry. Meditation also. Give yourself time. Not look at the meditation, in 2 minutes I have to sit. Settle down, and do the meditation. Enjoy that one, whatever you are doing. Otherwise, in our life, we are not enjoying anything. We are always rushing. We are stressed. We are, because of that, stress, anxiety comes. I have to rush. I have to run. It's a settle down. Your practice should be joyful. Then life becomes joyful. Otherwise, life is filled with lot of stress and anxiety. One of the drivers which we can, what inspires us to go within is Swadhyaya. Swadhyaya introspection. Sva, sva adhyaya, sva means swatantra, one who is independent, is not bound by any of the shackles of this, what we see. Adhyaya, you are learning about that independent reality, is called as swadhyaya. Swadhyaya, swatantra, and swadhyaya means swayameva adhyaya. You have to read it yourself. Now, what we are reading? We are reading from some English commentary written by somebody else, and we interpret again, and it says, try to go to the original text and try to make your own interpretation. Instead of reading some other's commentary, try to go to the original text and understand. And your practice should be regular, and your practice in the swadhyaya importance, you are reading about the biography or the life of a great people, great achievers. They inspire your life. When you start reading, you start getting confidence in our lives. We also go through hard time, difficult time. When the difficult time was there in that person's life, how he or she managed the difficult time? Why am I getting agitated, disturbed? How can I manage this situation? By reading, reflecting on that one starts getting immense confidence within. When you know the scriptures, you get a lot of confidence in your life. When I do not know anything, then others start telling, if you don't do that one, it will happen that one, it will happen that one. They start giving a spin on that one. If you know the scriptures yourself, nobody can scare you. Whatever may be the situation, it won't daunt you. You will face that one with confidence. And swadhyaya pravachanabhyam na pramaditavyam. In Taittiriya Upanishad says, instruction by the teacher to the student, never give up the practice of swadhyaya and pravachana. Both of them, never give up. It should be your lifelong commitment. It is not reading only on the weekend or once a year or once in a blue moon. It is a swadhyaya pravachanabhyam. Every day, read from the scriptures. Even small lines, couple of lines, read from that one, swadhyaya, to reinforce what you have studied, pravachana. You have to tell that one to others. You have to pass it on to others. Pravachana, pra means in our meeting, when we socialize, we can't stop talking. We keep blabbering. It says pravachana means it's not a loose talk. Pravachana means prakrishta. Talking about something lofty in your life. Something lofty, not an ordinary thing. Pravachana, study about the great people and introspect. And whenever you are meeting other people, talk about that one. Pravachana, prakrishta, great things. You talk about that one. Then only what you read, it will go in. It will go in when you do the sadhana swadhyaya, and when you start imparting to others, it will start settling down in you. And Valmiki Ramayan, it starts off with tapa swadhyaya niratam tapasvi vagvidam varam. And one who does the tapas, always life as a tapas, and with swadhyaya, reading from the understanding, learning from the lives of great people, introspection. One who does the tapas, austerity, and swadhyaya, tapasvi vagvidam varam. That tapasvi will become an eloquent speaker. That person becomes an eloquent speaker. Goddess Saraswati will dance in that person's tongue. And in the Valmiki says, why we had to do the tapas? Why we had to do the swadhyaya? By doing that one becomes an eloquent speaker, and people will come and wanting to hear from that person what this person is telling. I want to listen. I want to uplift myself. That is the beauty of tapa, svadhyaya. Whatever is the from the religion we are from, read from that one, scriptures, contemplate, 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 and impart to others. So that the goddess of knowledge, she will dance in your tongue. Lie down on your back.